I think that's a great piece of advice. Can you just walk us through, like, you grew up in Tucson, right? Arizona.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does a kid from Tucson, Arizona become an Olympian? How did you find that peer groups and that support to go there? Because there's so many people listening to this. They might be, okay, it's all cool. You guys are in Santa Monica now. You're talking about this. There's so many people. But if you're from Tucson, Arizona, or from Kitwe, Zambia, or from Skopje, Macedonia, or from a small little town in Japan, or whatever, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, geez, I'm thinking back to growing up in Tucson. You know, it's a small town, and it's a little sort of, it's the desert, it's out in the Wild West. And one of the great things we did have out there were lots of open roads and sunshine. And in the site, we had a strong cycling community. And again, like I'm just thinking back, and it's those other cyclists that I looked up to, that I seeked out and made friendships with and said, hey, can I go ride with you? And at first they're kind of like, who's this annoying little kid, you know, who keeps asking? But I think they appreciated that tenacity, you know, like I wouldn't give up. I just say, you know, can I ride with you guys? Can I ride with you guys? And that's really how, because, you know, anytime you have someone who's a little bit better than you and you're doing, I mean, that's like a bootstrap effect, and that's pulling you up. And there in Tucson, there were some great riders there. And the cool thing now is that technology is really opening up the ability to be inspired by or learn from people anywhere. Because in Tucson, you know, 30, 40, or say 30 years ago, we didn't even have the internet. Yeah. and I was I had to seek those people out, and I had to find them, those older riders. And now, you know, you can do it like Peloton, for example. You can just log on your, go to YouTube, you watch videos, you're going to see, you know, guys that inspire you. And no matter where you are, I think you're going to find inspiration, and you're going to find tips and tricks and be able to learn. And that's an amazing thing. That's a really cool thing in being alive in this day and age.